looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, giving you reasons to feel good, bringing you exceptional authors who express their experiences through writing. We are happy to bring you all the goodies from these authors that can help you with your holistic happiness. And today is a very special day. We are literally kicking off the entire series. It's called Rise, Amazing Woman Rise Interview Series. Now, this was a really neat one because this is more than a book. This is about way more than a book and way more than about each individual author that's come together for this. We're starting this entire series off with the, oh, she's just more than a creator, right? Creator, author, inspirer, legacy, leader, everything. We have Marsh Engel with us today, and we're going to be talking about the whole series, but Rise Amazing Woman Rise, the 8 Essential Powers of the Feminine Heart. And as I bring Marsh on here, I know that this entire series is going to go deeper, layer after layer, about what it takes for women and men, but to embrace the feminine qualities, the feminine, not even skills, it just goes deeper, all the aspects that really allow us to shine and make a difference and change and help. And so, first of all, I want to welcome Marsh on here right away. Hello, Marsh.
Hi, Lisa. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for not just today and taking this time, but you have just done such incredible, I want to say work and service, but you've lived your passion in a way that has, you've just been a leader. I don't even know, like, you're one of the most strongest and best leaders I've ever known, because I've known you for so long, because you helped me rise.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I think it would be fun to mention that when we reconnected for the Rise Amazing Woman Rise series that you're leading and producing, our first connection, though, happened at Amazing Woman's Day back multi-years ago when we were in Toronto celebrating. And so you and I have a history that goes way, way back of celebrating the lives and the legacy of amazing women. And that was a fun memory to connect with you again and remember those early days of the Amazing Woman Day happenings in Toronto and such an incredible community of amazing women that live in Toronto. So I'm just sending a shout out to anyone from Toronto or Montreal or anywhere in Canada that's listening right now, because those are some of the best memories of launching the Amazing Woman movement.
You know, thank you so much for sharing that. And as we go into this is something that every woman, every person listening, every listener right now, when I said yes to being a part of that celebration for Amazing Women, and, you know, stepped into a new role for myself, just thinking it was really about me, you know, you think about yourself like, oh my gosh, can I do this? Should I say yes? Okay, take a leap of faith and you do it. And little does anyone know when they say yes and they just take that little step that's huge, I didn't realize how big it was going to be, was already, could be. And I think that's the surprise element in all. You have affected, like, you're in how many countries right now? How many, like, countries did Amazing Women go to?
Well, Amazing Woman went all over the world, but we were celebrated in Jamaica, in throughout Canada, and throughout the United States. 100,000 women came through, launched thousands of careers for women like yourself, authors, speakers, well-being experts, coaches, mentors. And back when we, you know, Amazing Woman launched in 2001 is when our tour started, but the program started in 1999. It was, you know, right when coaching and well-being experts were really stepping up to guide women and men, but to guide women to live a more full, connected life. And there weren't platforms for those coaches really so much as there is today. And so that was, it was a very innovative program in that way that we gave voice to and gave opportunity to many, many, many voices of many, many, many women who are now very successful in making a huge difference in the communities that they've developed, in the communities where they live. And that was really, you know, early in the early days, little did we know that that would be what would happen, because when we started Amazing Woman's Day, and it was really a vision that that found its way through me, what I knew was create a day on which all women honor themselves, create a day on which all women honor themselves. And that sounds so simplified, but when you take it at a deeper level, that's really what we're all wishing to do, is find a way to honor our life experiences, honor our gifts and talents, honor our capabilities and capacities, find a way to share it in the world, be seen and be heard for all that we bring to life. And that's really what the Amazing Woman movement was about, and it's very much about what we're talking about here today with Rise Amazing Woman Rise.
It is. You know, it's funny, as you shared each one of those lines of what we could be doing and should be doing and can be doing and everything, the word permission really jumps out to me as if this is a platform to give ourselves permission. And I know that, you know, I think people can even hear just in the words you're sharing right now, they could just imagine what you've done and everything. But I feel it's so important that I do read your mini bio here, because it speaks so perfectly to what you do. And in the second word here about being a pioneer. So I just want to share with everybody that Marsh Engel is a pioneer and leading authority in the field of women's success by bridging creativity, personal power, and achievement. A multi-published author, and boy is she ever, of the Amazing Women book series and award-winning entrepreneur, her work and multi-decade research promote practices that lead women to succeed with influence and impact. You can learn more about Marsh Engel, and it's E-N-G-L-E. I just want to let everybody know that's Marsh Engel and her work at www.marshengel.com, or go check out amazingwomennation.com, and we can talk about all that too. But coming back to the word permission, was that something, that, just because I said that word there, giving self permission, was that something you ever struggled with in your life before all this, giving yourself permission?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I don't know that that ever goes away. I think that, you know, I'd like to say that all of us have gotten to a place where we've given ourselves permission to live fully and completely and unapologetically. And, you know, there's no pause. There's no, we're not timid. But the truth is that we have conformed and compromised for so many eons, lifetimes, that we're really conditioned to dim our light or just, you know, kind of take a step back, or, you know, I often say step at the back of the room or stand over in the side of the corner. And what we're learning now is that we absolutely must reinterpret, we must redefine what it is to live our feminine nature, our innate feminine nature, and redefine it as not as a weakness that has to be hidden, but rather one that leads our way, because we are here to make a massive impact in the world. And we're not going to do that alone. What we're going to do, the way we're going to do that, is by linking arms together, lifting one another, and rising in our own feminine nature and celebrating the true creative power that we've been gifted with to share with the world. So to answer your question, yeah, I think that, you know, yes, to answer your question, you know, did we have to give permission? Do we have to give permission? And, you know, in the early days of Amazing Woman, and when you were first talking about, maybe you were a little, you know, you paused a moment to think about, you know, is this something for you? Amazing Woman's Day, is that a place for you? Many women, I have to tell you, in 2001, 2002, 2003, the number of women that would write to me and say, I really want to take part in your conference, but I don't feel like an amazing woman. I don't think that's for me. And that saddened me. Because what Amazing Woman is about, I want to be really clear that we all celebrate and know this, is that Amazing Woman is not about some kind of big accomplishment that has to happen in order for you to qualify as an amazing woman. You were born an amazing woman. What our job is, and what I think each of our job is, as you said, give ourselves permission to allow that aspect of us to be the one that walks into the room, to be the one that speaks to our friends and speaks to our colleagues. Be the one that asks for what we require and know what we stand for. And that is the amazing woman that we're really wishing to give birth to today, and what we are giving birth to today in 2019, which has been a very exciting time for me. So I think that we've given ourselves permission, and we're going to continue to give ourselves permission every single day, so that more and more and more of our amazing shows up in the world and walks into that room before we even walk into the room. Our presence is there, and you know, it's easily to recognize who we are and all we stand for.
That is actually so beautiful that over 100,000 women are doing that now. They've said they're given their permission. I love that you're taking it to the next level, which is of transformation. Like, I love that you said reinterpret and redefine what it means to be a woman, or feminine qualities and things like that. In the book, there's eight. You've chosen eight different principles, eight different powers of the feminine heart. Was it hard to narrow it down to eight?
Well, you know what they are? They're overarching powers. If you broke down all of, and I call them superpowers, but if you broke down all of the superpowers and all that the feminine heart stands for, it would be much, much more than eight. But eight are the primary principles that we speak about in the book. And I'm so grateful for you, because you're going to be inviting each of the co-authors onto the show, so that as listeners continue to follow the series, you're going to be able to hear straight from the author what each of those principles meant to them. And, you know, I just have to back up a second, though. You know, when I started doing Amazing Woman's Day, I think this is a really important point, because you asked me, was there ever a time where I had to give myself permission? And I think there's something that I forgot to mention that's important, and that is that the Amazing Woman movement was birthed through my own sense of disconnection with my own feminine nature. And it was birthed through what I found myself conforming and compromising, especially in business. I was a leader in the entertainment industry and television, and among an incredible staff that was primarily male. In fact, it was all male.
Yeah.
And so what I did is I compromised my own feminine nature, undervalued my own feminine nature, considered it a weakness. It's like, it's hard for me to even voice this right now. But the fact is that those essential qualities that we're going to be speaking about in this series are aspects of myself that I had denied. And when I speak about it firsthand, it's like almost, you know, just my body tightens up to imagine that the power and the beauty and the essence of who I am as an innate feminine creator, how I diminish those qualities in order to fit in, or in order to feel as though I was doing it the right way, or in order to not be a standout, or, you know, I just took a step aside. And until one day, the truth is, when Amazing Woman's Day happened, it was my own journey of reigniting within me and celebrating within me those aspects. And I feel that that's what we as women are really looking to do right now. Don't you imagine?
I do. And you know what? When we come back to commercial, I want to revisit that, just literally the power you felt of when you say those wonderful words in permission, and then how we can weaken when we go the other. So when we come back, just literally the power in our emotions and words.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I can't really be that worthless. I can't really be that stupid, weak, fearful, unlovable. I just really can't be that broken. Wow, those beliefs have slammed the door shut on my heart, stopping me from stepping into my greatness. Does this sound all too familiar to you? What if those beliefs aren't true? What if those false beliefs are creating resistance and blocking you from your own success, your power, and your happiness? What if you could break down the walls of doubt and rise from resistance to resilience? Well, now you can. Just like 11 other women overcame impossible odds with courage, strength, and determination. The truth is, your shift matters, and you're not alone. And others share their story to help guide you along your freeing experience to confidence, joy, and love. Tune into Light on Living's Your Shift Matters series to hear from 8 of the 11 co-authors of the number one bestseller on Amazon, Your Shift Matters, Resistance to Resilience, compiled by Dana Zarcone. Get your copy, read their stories, then join us as we get to experience their inspiring words personally.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Lisa Berry, your host of Light on Living, and we are jumping into the interview series called Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. Now, before I get right back in here with Marsh Engels, who is literally the person why this is all happening and creating and change-making throughout the entire planet, I want to just let you know, what is this book about? Like, why would we get this book? What's going on here? So there is a new wave of women's leadership emerging, and it is being led by the women who know her led by the women who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. She knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart and enlivens, I love that word, enlivens her creativity and elevates her spirit. Now, these are very deep and complex and beautiful natural ways, and Marsha's really chosen the 8 of the most amazing, perfect women to be able to share how they have risen, how they have come from one place to yet another and transformed and embraced their femininity. And now, before we went to commercial, Marsha, you really touched on something about where you were before, recognizing that you were considering your feminine qualities as a weakness. And even when you said that you could feel your body tightening. And I think that's a very good demonstration of just how important it is that we embrace the goodness and the sweetness and the how we go beyond striving so that we aren't so tight, you know?
Well, I think that when we strive, or the word that is often used now is hustle, what we're really doing is pushing for an outcome. And when we push for an outcome so very hard that we're hustling or we're striving or we're just trying to make something happen, we take ourselves way off center. We take ourselves completely out of alignment. And when we go out of alignment, we actually are diminishing our creativity. We're diminishing our ability to access new insight, new ideas. We're diminishing our intuition, for sure. we're not open to ways that we can work together and collaborate together. We forget to listen. All kinds of things happen when we go out of alignment. So I think what is important is that, you know, many times when I, you know, I talked about first starting the Amazing Woman Movement and what pain actually led me to first create that was the healing that needed to be done within me, the healing of recognizing that many of the aspects that I just named, my creativity, which is innate and natural, my intuition, which is innate and natural, my desire to collaborate, my desire to be in community and lead community, my empathy, which, you know, it's I'm a natural empath, the listening ability that I so enjoy when I can listen deeply into what you're saying and really relate to what you're communicating. All of those things have been diminished. It's almost like as I'm speaking this today, you know, I've never spoken this out loud to anyone, Lisa, I'm going to tell you. This is the first time I've really had this conversation. And as I'm speaking this out loud, it's like I am shocked that I had any kind of life like that at one time or another, because all of these aspects, creativity, intuition, insight, collaborate, all of these are so what I stand for. So you can imagine that if we're, you know, a woman listening right now or a man listening right now as well, if we're diminishing our feminine nature, our creative nature, our highest intuition, our ability to tune in and gain new insight, our ability to see how collaborations can begin to take shape, all of these aspects that are so powerful, if we're diminishing them because we're striving or we're pushing or we're, you know, trying to hustle to make something happen, and we get out of alignment, we're missing out on so much of our superpower and so much of how we can relax in with a little bit more ease and grace into our creative process and enjoy our creative process and be very present to our creative process. You know, what is it, Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. It's, you know, how do we know our bliss if we're so, you know, pushed out of alignment? And so I think that when we talk about our feminine nature, we're not talking about anything other than a great power that moves through us, a great level of connection, a great level of creativity, insight, intuition, empathy, community, collaboration, all of these things that can really allow us as we move into 2019 and well beyond can become cornerstones of values that we can begin to build a new world through. So I think that our feminine nature, from my perspective, and from many women's perspective, it was somehow put over on the side for a moment. It was our feminine nature was somehow seen as a weakness. Our feminine nature was somehow seen as something that had to be hidden because if we showed it, it wouldn't be respected. And I think that what Rise Amazing Woman Rise is about is awakening us to the understanding and the knowing, and even more understanding and even more knowing, because many, many women are now, you know, living out their feminine nature. So I don't want to diminish that we're already stepping into this in a big way. But what Rise Amazing Woman Rise is about is it is we could say it's an affirmation, a confirmation, an encouragement, an inspiration, a willingness for us to link arms as amazing women and rise together in the expression of our feminine heart, which is all about understanding how very, very powerful we already are.
Marsh, thank you so much, first of all, starting with one really awesome word and then ending it with an awesome word, because you just ended it with the word powerful, and you had shared, and I'm so glad that this came to light even for you to be able to talk about it, but you were shocked that you were even living a not in alignment way, and so many women and men are, and I love that you highlighted the word alignment so much, because as we get in it, that we straighten it, we allow that flow, and we become awakened through alignment. You're right. The superpowers are able to scooch right in that, like nice and straight and narrow. And we do have access now to all of that, which you just said, the creativity and the community and the connection. And just everything that you just said right there, I feel like you're talking about the feminine in such a beautiful way, not, it's just different than what I hear from everybody. They're more like it's they feel like it's been a right that has been squished, but it's not. You're just it's more than a right. It just is. Femininity is what it is. We are made of it.
It's part. Yes, exactly. It's part of who we are innately. It's an aspect of our creative power that, if any aspect of our creative power is diminished in any way at all, you know, you can imagine what, you know, how difficult our life becomes, how difficult our work becomes, how difficult, you know, moving forward or creating a new idea. So what I think that when I, and thank you for mentioning this is a new way of talking about the feminine, because when we started, you know, when the idea to write about the feminine heart, when it came through me, when I got this inspiration to write about the feminine heart or to explore it, I immediately invited in 8 women that would explore it with me, because I knew this was a big conversation for us to have, and I wanted to see different perspectives. But when I spoke to each of the women and invited them to be part of this journey into the feminine heart, I said, we're going to be talking about the feminine heart from a perspective that says, how is it applicable and how is it necessary and needed in the workplace? How is it applicable and necessary and needed in our careers? How is it necessary, you know, and applicable and needed in every single aspect of our life? So it's not something, you know, many times we think of our feminine nature as being soft, or we might think of, you know, it's beautiful. I soften more every day the more I stand in my feminine nature, but in a powerful way, not in a pushing way or a way that overpowers, but rather when I soften to listen, I soften to have empathy, I soften to want to know what others are about and what their dreams are about, so that I can see where collaborations or community can take place. So it's a different way for us to look at the feminine heart. So when I talk about Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise, I'm not talking about it from a perspective of what maybe we've been talking. We as a collaborative community wrote the book in order to introduce it more to the business world, more to our, to entrepreneurs, to mentors, to any woman that's looking to access more of her ability to attract grace and ease and creativity and ways of accomplishing and achieving in a brand new way. So I think that, you know, I'm very excited about this. You can probably tell by the tone of my voice.
I love it.
Because I've been immersed, you can imagine, right? So this idea, 6 months or more, came to me about exploring the feminine heart. And so you could, for 6 months or 8 months, I've been immersed in the study of, and well before that, of course, through the Amazing Woman movement that started back, you know, multi years ago, but I have been immersed in the conversation about the feminine heart and the true power that it brings to our lives. So I am fired up about this because my world is changing. You know, me being immersed in the feminine heart has changed the way I communicate. It's changed the way I relate to others, but even more importantly, it's changed the way others relate to me, the way others perceive me, the way others hear me and see me. I think that it's such a powerful aspect that we must begin to celebrate it much more.
You actually just helped me right now, like just inspiration right now from exactly what you're saying. It just made me look at the word attractive in a different light, in a way of I can be attractive because I'm attracting new connections, new collaborations. And I want to thank you for that. It just hit me.
Yeah. And I love it. It's because we've really not talked about our natural charisma or our magnetism, which is very much part of the feminine heart.
Well, what superpower, or not superpower, but like what superpower do you speak about and write about? Because you're one of the authors as well in your own book.
Well, actually, I wrote the introduction to the book, and then each of the essential powers are written by an individual woman. But what I would say as the power that I write about in the introduction of the book is much about what we've just spoken about, but it would be mentorship and modeling a new form of leadership. Because back in the day, remember when I talked about, you know, I was aching and I was hiding my femininity, I was hiding my feminine aspects, I was compromising myself, I was conforming to what was, you know, what was seen in the workplace, which was a very stoic, you know, very different way of communicating and working. than what I know to be today. But I looked around, honestly, Lisa, I looked around, and the number of women that I could find that were mirroring feminine nature was just about zero, because I wasn't the only one that was conforming. I wasn't the only one that was compromising. I wasn't the only one that was trying to fit in or, you know, make my way in a world that was very, you know, a leadership definition of leadership or workplace was very different, actually, even than what we see today. But still, you know, I still coach women that are struggling with an atmosphere in the workplace that doesn't make space for some of our feminine nature. So I think that for us to stand as women who are taking a stand for living more of our essential feminine power, I think the more we begin to own that, and we walk it out into the world, and we reflect it to one another, and we encourage other women. I could cry about this, and the truth is, I was having dinner Saturday night, and one of my friends was talking about a bit of a struggle that she was having, and then she said, "But I'm going to tell you that by modeling what I've learned from you about feminine leadership is making such a difference in this team that I'm part of, this community that I'm, this team that's developing this project." And she said, "I'm just going to stay true to my feminine nature. I'm going to stay true to being a feminine leader." And I said to her, you know, it's not about us having to change somebody else's idea. Mm-hmm. It's about us mentoring through our own reflection. It's about us modeling what feminine leadership looks like, and that's what will create the shift. So it's not about going in and trying to change somebody's mind. It's about us, you know, each of us linking arms and doing our part to reflect what feminine leadership looks like. And before we know it, a major shift, which we're already starting to see, no doubt. You don't have to look very far to see that there's a big shift already taking place and already underway. And I just say that more of us, more and more every single day, become part of reflecting it in the way that we choose to reflect feminine leadership. There's no right or wrong way. It's you living from your feminine heart.
That is absolutely so beautiful. And this year for myself was really all about the mirror. And I love that you use the word reflection. And I just want to share with everybody, just as we do, I got just under a minute before commercial, but I wanted to share that everybody listening right now to today's with Marsh Engels, as well as with every one of the authors joining together to create this book, Rise, Amazing Woman, Rise. It's such a beautiful thing. I get choked up sometimes when I say it, that it was 8 years ago when I had stepped into that beautiful room filled with so many lovely women. And I honestly, if I would have let it drop, it would have, because I didn't know that existed. And it was the beginning of my journey of really stepping out and doing what you had just actually said, mentoring via my own reflection and not trying to make somebody else or say, "Here, follow this model exactly and I'll show you what to do exactly," because I don't know how another woman can shine, but I can stand there with her, as you said, link arms, like what you did for so many women right there that day that I met you, and give them permission to rise. And when we do come back from commercial, Marsh, if I would just love to just share a little bit about this whole legacy that you're helping women to leave.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy.
on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Enjoy passive income benefits while creating a cottage experience for others. From a relaxing getaway to connecting with nature, sitting around flickering campfire light, dipping in cool, refreshing waters, strengthening your body with biking, hiking, boating, and swimming. And you have the cottage that could be a part of all of those memories while earning you money. Financial abundance as a thank you for renting your cottage. Become a cottage rental owner today, safely and supported. RentCottage.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Well, I'm just so glad that everybody has tuned in to listen to us talk about how amazing women can rise. And why are we doing this and how are we doing this? Because there has been this incredible book, an amazing woman legacy book put out there. It's actually launching March 8th, which is International Women's Day. And what a perfect day that's going to be for that reason alone. But Marsh Engel is, I'm going to call her the collector, the collaborator, the creator, the leader of all of this. It's Rise, and then I always say that wrong. Rise, Amazing Woman Rise, the 8 Essential Powers of the Feminine Heart. Marsh, you've just pulled together so many people, but it's not just the 8 women who you've selected who really have written this most amazing chapters about this, but there's another part of the book.
There is another part of the book that also is equally very, very important, because what I believe is that when we put into words our, let's say, when we put into words an affirmative thought that says the feminine heart is of value to us and how can we embrace it even more, what I wanted to do is add that to the book. I thought it's so important for us to have in chapter 9, so there's these 8 primary chapters written by brilliant leaders who each bring their own unique perception and interpretation of the feminine heart and one of the powers. But then in chapter 9, it includes beautiful, beautiful affirmative thoughts. These are intentional thoughts that will allow the reader every day to engage in their own feminine nature from an affirmative thought idea. So you're in it. You're in it, Lisa. Your intentional declaration is in it. So it's a beautiful, do you have yours with you? Do you want to read what you've written? Do you have it with you? Probably no.
I didn't have it right with me, but I can sneak peek it as we go through.
Okay. If you can find it, great. And if not, you'll read it on one of the upcoming episodes. But
yes.
I think it's important. You know, the idea would be that the book is not just a book that you read, but the book is a resource guide. It's a book that you learn and grow from, that you can be engaged by. So it's not a book that you read through and then you put on the shelf. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be a resource guide or a book that you call upon often. So the way it's written, it includes beautiful voices, the 8 primary writers of the chapters, and then chapter 9 is filled with, I don't know, I think 15 or 20 affirmative thoughts, and these are I am rising affirmative intentional thoughts that we can call upon as much as we want to just anchor in and hook into the energy of knowing that you've linked arms with a community of women that are rising in the essential powers of the feminine heart. And I think it's so important that we know that we have that kind of support, because it, you know, oftentimes, I don't know about you, but so many entrepreneurs, we tend to isolate because we've got so much going on in our world, and we've got so much business that we're trying to, you know, give structure to, that we sometimes feel as though we're alone. And I think that more important than ever before is that we know that we're part of a community, that we know that we're linked in, that we know that we're supported, that we know that as we rise in our feminine nature, that there are others that are doing the same. And so I think the chapter nine, that's what chapter nine meant to me when it's I am rising intentional statements, is just to remind me that I've got a community that's doing this alongside me.
You know, that is so important, and I love that you're, that, see, there you go, leading again, being a leader, and really showing women that here's, I don't call it a problem, but a situation we could all find ourselves in, but you're offering an example of a solution, and a reminder that, yeah, you're not alone, we're all doing this. Now, are you creating a kind of a platform where people can come physically together throughout this?
We are in April. April 13th, we have a live event in Los Angeles, and I think the best place for everyone to go, if you'd like to stay connected and you'd like to know what's going on and ways that you can take part, it's to go to Amazing Woman, W-O-M-A-N, Nation, AmazingWomanNation.com, and right there you're going to be able to access what's going on. There's lots of opportunities. If you're in the Los Angeles area, and I know that I'm on a show that's broadcast out of Toronto, so I don't know if there's a lot of listeners from Los Angeles, but if there is, or if you're in or near, or
yes,
if you're in Toronto,
actually,
you want to fly in on,
yes,
the
actually,
7th
all
of March.
Own times is actually fully, we're pretty much 85% United States, so you're good. We've
wow,
got
okay. So I'm talking to some listeners here that may be interested, definitely. On March 7th, the eve of International Women's Day, we will be gathering for the book launch party and celebration, and it's called Conversations with Amazing Women, which is a program that I lead that brings us together to open up a dialogue that will help to move us along in, I think, creating new ways of being successful, collaborating our ideas together. It's about sharing our resources. It's about learning from one another. So Conversations with Amazing Women is a wonderful program, and we're doing that on March 7th. It will host all of these, as many as possible, that are in the book at that event. So you'll get to meet and greet with the co-authors of the book. And you'll hear from them through a conversation circle that we'll be doing that evening. And then April 13th is our live event, and that's a half-day program where you'll be able to, once again, hear, though, from each of the authors that have written one of the chapters. And, again, the community is so collaborative. It's so welcoming, and it's so built on how can we share our resources, how can we really link arms. I often use the term, but link arms to rise together in our dreams, our passions, and in making a difference in the world.
You use the most perfect words, Marsh. I just love it. You know, I was already, you know, sitting on that word that you said, circle, about, you know, on March 8th when you're having the dialogue. And then, you know, you talk about linking arms, and you're right. If everybody was linking arms in a circle, you know, you can't fall. Like, you just can't. You're going to be picked up. You're going to be supported. One thing you said there, huge, it just really, like, speaking of, you said a dialogue that moves us along. I want to highlight that, because a lot of the times women can really feel like we've been told, oh, we always talk. Well, you women are just so, you old hens chatting about and talking this and that. But the quality of our dialogue and that language and that connectivity of when we're talking together does move us along, doesn't it? It's what transforms.
It's really about, you know, the magic that happens, and I'll use the word magic. I can even use the word miracles. But the magic and the miracles that take place when women's creativity comes together open and willing, with a willingness to receive and a willingness to create, a willingness to learn from one another. And, you know, what was coming to mind as we were also talking is that I still hear occasionally from someone somewhere that they believe that women are competitive with one another. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I think it's an outdated belief that it's come to an end. At least I'm going to know it to be. I believe that women more than ever wish to come together, like at a Conversations with Amazing Women, where we share resources, where we learn from one another, where we walk into the room knowing that we're willing to be seen and willing to be heard, and even more importantly, that we will be seen and we will be heard. And it's, again, this linking of arms that can help us rise together. This is the only way we can do it. It's to step aside of any old lingering that says that there's competition and that women can't be trusted to work together. It's a lie. I don't believe it to be true. And I believe that women, what we really want to do is to find those colleagues, find those allies, find those women that can see our greatness even before we can see it in ourselves. And I, you know, one of the things I was thinking about when I'd written a group of questions that would be good for this interview series that we're doing, and one of the questions I think I wrote was, you know, and I hope I'm not jumping on your next line here, but
is it number five?
what's the earliest memory, you know, of the most impactful memory? And I just going to segue straight into it is that, you know, I had mentors, more than one, and not all just women, but feminine women and men that embraced their feminine qualities. And in that, they were willing to let me see, to reflect to me my own feminine nature, my own feminine power, so that I could begin to live it more. And that was way before I could see it within myself. So I think that knowing that there are people, there are women, there are men that are looking to encourage and help us amplify and grow and accelerate in our feminine nature, it's thrilling to see that. It's thrilling to have experienced it. And for me, that's my earliest memory, is that, you know, having somebody see my greatness within me, see my gifts and talents within me before I had ever imagined that they existed. And
it was through the
in and yeah.
And it was through the feminine parts in that that I sent to share that with you. And Marsha, I just thought this was so funny that you're talking about the competition. And there is one of the questions that you said I have to ask, but, and this is my segue to it as we'll close, but competition. You know, I went to the bank and I walked in, and when do we ever do that these days, right? So I thought, no, I'm going to go in. You know, I'm going to go in and see a teller. And she complimented me on the color of my nail polish. I wear like this super hot pink nail polish all the time. And you know what? I think a lot of women would be like, oh, I don't want to tell her, you know, what the name is, because she'll wear it and then she might look better. But I said, oh my goodness, it's called High Voltage Pink and you can get it at this store. You know, you can always buy two, get one free, make sure you ask for the sale, you know. And I thought, I felt so good to be able to share as a gift to help her answer, think she would like this color. And I thought, how wonderful is that? She complimented me. I was able to share with her. There was no competition. It just felt so good. And I know that's a small thing maybe, but it does lead to big. And that's actually where my question comes from, or your question, is that what is one shift or action that you believe to be the most important and beneficial as women continue to define success on their own terms?
I believe one of the aspects that we many times overlook or we put over on the side is our own spiritual practice. And when I say spiritual practice, what I mean is alone time. I mean, how can we go inward and meditate? How can we spend more time in nature? How can we journal and through that journaling make new discoveries of what's going on the inside? The more we can amplify our spiritual practice, the more we can amplify our presence. And our presence inspires our intuitive intelligence, it inspires magnetism, it inspires more creativity, it inspires charisma, it inspires everything that we, you know, you just basically you glow, you are lit up, you're tuned in, you're connected, and that doesn't happen by overworking. That doesn't happen by stressing and striving and over-strategizing. That happens by being aligned. And the only way I know to stay aligned is to have a very strong spiritual practice. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me confident. It keeps me in high esteem. When I'm grounded and I can see the truth of what I stand for, you know, I'm not saying just I, all of us, when we're grounded and when we can see the truth of what we all stand for individually, we're pretty much unstoppable. Mm-hmm. We really are that we do have that magnetism that attracts and draws to us opportunities and resources, and we are open to receive those. So for me, I think the number one shift or action that we can take as amazing women is to commit to a spiritual practice that will allow us to stay connected and deeply aligned.
That is that. And you know what I love about the one step that you chose to share with us is the one step that we don't need any money for, we don't need any special place for, we don't need to travel to get to. That is something that you just have shared with us that we can all do. And I just want to just remind everybody as we close off that if anything, I'm sure everything has, you know, resonated with you, I would love for you to go to Amazing Woman, that's with just one woman, nation.com, amazingwomannation.com, or just you can pop onto marshengle.com. And you know what the best thing is to do? Go and get yourself a copy of the book, and then we can all chat about it. So you want to pick up Rise, Amazing Woman Rise, the 8 Essential Powers of the Feminine Heart. And I also want to invite you to listen to the rest of the month, because we're going to be chatting and sharing such amazing, beautiful things with all 8 of the major star authors of this wonderful book. But Marsha, I want to thank you for your time today, because you've just shared so, like, I feel like I've been immersed in it already, and it's just been beautiful. And I want to thank you so much for all you've done and your leadership.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you.
Well, everybody, on to an amazing month, and join us and we shall all rise. Well, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.